This is the Tuesday, November 9th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action with college basketball beginning tonight on top of some action and the association. As usual, we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Tyler Fulgham, and it's that time of the year. College basketball is back, and every single day, particularly a Tuesday, is going to be jam-packed.
Yeah, it's certainly now the slates are getting heavy with still the middle of the NFL and college football season. We've had NBA, NHL. Now we're getting college hoops into the mix, so pretty much any sport you want to wager on, you got the opportunity at this point in the calendar.
All right, let's start in the association. I know that's not the new like thing on tap, but it is exciting, and that's where we have loaded stuff. What stands out for me, I'm going to go Clippers. I think Portland is a little shaky on the road this year, 0-4 straight up, and ATS. Clippers want a little revenge. They just got punked in Portland not too long ago, lost by 20-plus. So I think it's a nice little revenge spot for the Clip joint. Paul George is playing great. Dame will figure it out eventually, but he just hasn't yet. So I got to side with the Clippers here, minus the 3, even though I think they're a little thin and have some issues, but so does Portland.
Yeah, I feel what you're putting down there with the Clippers, and I'm kind of on that Clippers side, but it's the reason why I have a little more conviction in the total. I'm going to go under 220.5 at this game at Staples Center with the Clippers being slight favorites. I think they're more likely to dictate game script and tempo and assert their strength rather than Portland, who's been awful on the road, as you pointed out. The Clippers, third in the NBA in defensive rating, and they're a bottom third team offensively. They still need Kawhi Leonard back, so that's not all that surprising. They're 21st in offensive rating. Now, both these teams are pretty quick when it comes to pace, but the total at 220.5, I'm going to play under because I think the Clippers will assert that defensive rating on the Portland Trailblazers. We know that their offense, as I said, with that 21st offensive rating is nothing special. The Portland struggles on the road, coupled with the Clippers' strength being defense, them being at home as favorites. If they win this game, I think they win a game that goes under market expectation in terms of the total, maybe like a 109 to 106 or a 111 to 108 type of game that stays under that 220.5. So I like the under there with the Clippers being at home and the Portland Trailblazers struggles on the road.
All right, that works. What else in the NBA do you have?
All right, I noticed in our Daily Wager our notes for today that we differ on the side for this one game. So let me make my case for the Milwaukee Bucks laying 5.5 against the Philadelphia 76ers. Drew Holiday should be back in the lineup for Milwaukee, and Bobby Portis is ramping up his minutes, and he was really productive in his last games. They still are without Dante DiVincenzo, Brooke Lopez, and Chris Middleton. That's obviously three key rotation players, but getting Drew Holiday back for Giannis and Bobby Portis, now emerging as a reliable starter as he needs to be pressed into those minutes, is something I think makes the Bucks the better team on paper, because we know Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris are still out for the Sixers. They're also Philadelphia on the second game of a back-to-back. They played Saturday, they played Monday, and on Monday, these starters played these minutes. Andre Drummond, 40. Seth Curry, 40. Furkan Korkmaz, 40. Tyrese Maxey, 39. Doc Rivers on Saturday and Monday used a very condensed rotation. 8 players on Saturday, 7 on Monday. So those guys are probably pretty tired in that game they played on Monday. So I think the Bucks have that advantage there, rested a little deeper now, getting healthier. Philadelphia still dealing with the health and safety protocols to their two best players. And all those guys that did play last night played heavy minutes. So I think the legs will be a little tired there. That's why I'm going to back the Bucks. Have I convinced you to come over to Milwaukee side?
No, but you almost, because it's not that strong a conviction. I just think the Sixers have some nice rotation players, and obviously Embiid's huge, but no Middleton, no Lopez is huge for Milwaukee, as you mentioned. I was just kind of leaning plus 6 on the overnight line, so certainly can't fault you at all for taking the Bucks. But you presented a solid case. One college play. This comes straight from a sharp guy I know. New Mexico State laying the 5 here. They're going to be the best team in the WAC, and it's a home game, so there should be a nice atmosphere out there. And Irvine has limited talent. They have a good freshman, big man, but he, you know, obviously he's new. This should be a double-digit win for New Mexico State and the Aggies. So I'll lay the 5 in kind of a fun game out west.
Yeah, obviously we have the big doubleheader of Michigan State, Kansas, Duke, and Kentucky. I'm still TBD on what these teams are going to be. It's so hard in college basketball with the roster turnover to predict who is going to be good, who's going to be bad. You know me, though, as a Missouri Tiger, I have a principle not to wager on Kansas. So I might dabble a little quarter unit, half unit on Michigan State plus the points, even though Tom Izzo has been kind of a slow starter in recent years. He cares more about March than November. If I'm getting points in my pocket with Michigan State against the Kansas team, why not? I will dabble with that. Don't know what to do with Duke and Kentucky. I just heard a stat that Kentucky's average age is 21 years old, which is outrageous for a John Calipari roster, that they're such veterans. But obviously Duke, last year of Coach K, great recruiting class coming in. I think they're probably the more talented team on paper. Don't know what really to do there, but should be interesting to try and see some trends develop early in the season in college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, your guess is as good as mine in terms of what happens. These are really tough, these Champions Classic games, for obvious reasons. I leaned Duke. Kentucky's going to be down one of their stud players that they brought in, that's C.J. Frederick. And, you know, they had trouble with Miles College last week. So, I mean, I know it was an exhibition, but still. And Duke, the Duke number's up, too. It was -1 overnight when I wrote about this. So, Maxion, anything stand out to you? I mean, I lean... where's my play, if you will? I'm scrolling. I lean Buffalo. Obviously, they were not as good as they were last year. But Miami of Ohio is disappointed all season. I'll grab the 7.5. Why not?
Yeah, that's, I think, a good number on the road against Miami. Ohio, get that extra hook there. Ohio helped me out big time with a dog of the day win last week against Miami of Ohio, I believe. So, they hold a soft spot in my heart, but Eastern Michigan is at home, favored by 6, less than a touchdown. I have some interest there. I mean, always on Maxion, you know, as Joe Fortenbaugh made a New Year's resolution, I believe this year, no longer bet unders in Maxion, especially when games start happening Tuesday and Wednesday. So we have some totals of 62, 57, and 60.5. Those don't seem that high for Maxion, the lowest one being that Buffalo game that you're interested with Miami. So if I do find an edge on one of those overs there, I'll probably bet that in Maxion, and I'll first look at that Buffalo-Miami game since that's the lowest total on the board.
Yeah, no, we did a graphic last week how just like Maxion weekday the last 5 years has been out of control. I mean, it's kind of random, but I think midweek it's like old school Maxion, like they all used to go over. So. All right, man. Well, that's good stuff as always. Thanks to everyone for downloading, rating, reviewing, and we'll see you later today. We have an early edition of Daily Wager, 5 Eastern, not 6 Eastern, 5 Eastern on ESPN2.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.